Good afternoon, Scott Baker. We are recording this for July 13th, Sunday afternoon. Mm-hmm. Happy weekend to you. How are we today?
I'm good. And maybe it's a good topic for a weekend because there's a lot of people that we would say are weekend warriors. That's the, you know, the corny old phrase. So the title of the field note is How Great Leaders Warm Up. So we all know the weekend warrior that gets out there and they go and they decide they're going to run 9 miles or they're going to, you know, play 18 holes and they end up hurting themselves because they hadn't been doing it regularly. They didn't warm up. And so what we learn from great athletes is they do, right? And I think that there's a value here in the instruction to a leader to think about, well, what's your warm up? But to me, what I liked is what we're going to get into, which is the categories of things that would make you think, oh, there's more to warming up as a leader than I even would have thought of. So that to me was what I really enjoyed about this field note. But
sure.
But my son is a high level. Okay, go ahead.
He's a professional dancer.
Right.
He takes 90 minutes to warm up.
90 minutes to warm up.
And I've always thought that's odd. It's a little extreme. But, you know, I've never thought about warming up for your leadership skills in the same way. So this is an interesting topic.
Well, for sure. Now you are an elite pickleball player. I'm not sure what happens in the pickleball world, but you know, is there a particular warm up that works for you?
No, we actually like to go right into like drilling skills, right? So I like to immediately going into the backhand dinking skill building. Like there is an angle that is particularly hard for me to get it over the net with my backhand. And when the ball comes at me that way, that's the way that I like to return it. So anytime I can, that's exactly what I like to do. But in terms of like starting with dinks at the net and slowly going back up, it's certainly not a 90-minute warm-up, right?
Yeah.
It's just a matter of getting to know your paddle a little bit again.
Yeah.
All
right. Well, whatever it is, and I'll say even in the, you know, we're all in our different like sort of fitness cults, and I've been in a prominent one for 16, 17 years.
I know that workouts of the day are something that are specific inside of.
Yes, in the CrossFit world, they do have a workout of the day.
Are there warm-ups of the day?
Yeah, well, there are patterns of warm-ups that have been built into the sort of the CrossFit methodology, but I've sort of incorporated a lot of different things into my own over the years. But one of the points that I would say is that I have had, and I'm advancing in years, right? So,
aren't we all?
And knock on wood, fortunately, I haven't had any too destabilizing injuries because in any sport you're going to have injuries, and some people will think that.
Talk about destabilizing.
I just got an emergency alert from Pennsylvania that we're getting 911 outages. Could you hear that?
I could hear it. You're still on though.
I'm still what?
You're still on. You're still good to go.
Well, let's leave this in.
Yeah, why not?
I think that always makes it more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so yeah, because for the Sunday edition, we've been doing these pre-recorded. And the whereas we like doing them live and then they go to the podcast feed and all of that. And so as we're recording, it's like if it had been live, we wouldn't have been able to edit it out. But I just got an emergency alert from the Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency about a statewide 911 outage. So sorry about that.
Yeah.
But now I was fully warmed up as a communications professional to be able to deal with the breaking news of that moment. Right? Now, here's the thing, which is like particularly today as we're doing this, right when we're done, I have a compressed timeline because my mother has come to visit for the first time in 5 years because there were some health issues and family issues and whatnot. And she's coming and her youngest granddaughter, who's 11, is part of a theater program tonight and tomorrow night. Her oldest granddaughter has a role in a big musical playing in Pittsburgh right now. And we'll go see that professional production over the weekend. But I have a limited window and I do like to kind of make sure that I get a little bit of activity every day. So there's going to be a temptation for me today to skip the warm up. But yet I know, and for me, I often will work out 90 minutes to 2 hours over the course of a day. I need about a 30 minute warm up. I probably didn't need that when I was younger, but actually having done 30 minute warm ups, like your son doing the 90 minute warm up, and I'm sure my daughter, who's a singer and an actress, she does a vocal warm-up. I would do those when I was anchoring newscasts. If you skip that part, you put yourself at risk. And I think that's the truth for leaders.
It's interesting. My initial thought is I don't really believe that, right? So if I have a routine that reminds me everywhere I go, I'm a leader. And behaviors really matter, right? And I listen to that on my commute into work every day. And so before I even, you know, interact with the person at the drive-through window at my coffee shop, or before I even, you know, interact with the parking attendant at the, right, I've got these thoughts in my head. Is that, I mean, is it really that effective? Like, it just, it makes me feel like, especially if I do it month in, month out, right, where this is part of my routine, part of me feels almost like the warm-up that we're referring to becomes something that we are ignoring if it's just mindset training that we're doing.
No, I actually think that the drill of doing things is part of the preparation. And some of the things is that it is the things that feel like a duty or a drill at first eventually just become something that feels natural and right. In fact, I read, and I actually just thought of this. I pulled it up because I took a picture of it on my phone. So it's on my photo app, and I'm going to look at it. I think this was the Scottish writer George MacDonald saying, then they cease to show themselves in the form of duties and appear as they more truly are, absolute truths, essential realities, eternal delights. The man is a true man who chooses duty. He is a perfect man who at length never thinks of duty, who forgets the name of it.
Right.
Yes. Meaning when you build in that pattern, it's no longer a chore. It's just part of the essential truth of doing the thing. So right. The examples in this field note around leadership might be a leader who decides to ground themselves in their values through meditation or journaling or engaging in quiet reflection. You could have, there's a physical challenge to being a leader in terms of sitting in meetings. How do you boost energy? Maybe you have to lead that dialogue. So you decide to get out of the building. You do some, you get up and walk. I've done this at meetings we've had. I've walked around the building. I've walked around the parking lot. So if you need to have a positive attitude, how do you think about things that have gone well, that you're grateful for, that have been energizing so that you, when you go in, you can carry that? Are you reading, listening, watching things that gets your leadership juices flowing like, oh, I don't know. Maybe there, like if there, just think if there was a daily, an every single day email that you could just get, like a newsletter that would come that would charge you up about leadership, how fantastic would that be?
Right? Or so a couple jokers that, talking about it later.
Talking about it. Yeah, exactly. And you'd be like, all right, I love this stuff. Well, then just get into the rhythm of making it a part of the fabric of your reality.
Right. Okay. So there was a time in my life where meditation was too woo-woo to even consider. I'm happy to consider it now, right?
Okay.
I can see the benefits of it,
right?
I can see and understand how that centering needs to take place just to intentionally have that. But if I don't meditate that morning and just tell myself, I'll meditate tonight, right? Is that going to disrupt my whole day, right?
Yeah.
Just because I'm a little bit off, right? It just doesn't feel like it's going to be that crucial to me that if I miss the warm-up, it really does. But I'm saying this from a person who doesn't meditate in the morning, right? So somebody who does and then they miss a morning, of course they're going to feel off because not that they miss their duty or their duty is just something wrong with the cadence of the morning. Right.
Well, I would say that you should have a and I've played around with all kinds of things for a long time. One of the things, and we had Oliver Berkman on our community conference. He's written the book, 4,000 Weeks, Meditations for Mortals. And he's kind of this, you can become a prisoner of your own routine. And I would have a temptation to that. So there is a value in having there's a guy in the diet space who talks about having metabolic flexibility. I have no idea whether that's a good thing or not. You should have a schedule flexibility. So I actually have like a checklist of things that I kind of do in the morning. It's probably like 22 or 23 things. Right. I don't think much about it anymore. Like I don't have to go through and actually, I have a list. I know that it's there, but I don't even have to really look at it that much. But on a day where I'm in a different city or something, I'll skip parts of that or I'll package it together. And my point is it has to serve me. I'm not the servant of it.
Yes.
Right. And I think that that's one of the illustrations in Berkman's book, Meditations for Mortals, where he's like, we kind of want to think that like we're the commander on the super yacht where we've got the this whole thing and it's all set up and we have to have that in order to be successful. And what he's saying is, no, you're more like the kayak guy. You want to be really good at your kayak, but the river of time is just taking you down the river. Are you ready for that? Because I think that and being ready for the, as we would say in the CrossFit world, the unknown and the unknowable, am I prepared to deal with that? If I'm not prepared to deal with that because I have to do everything in the same way all the time, then I'm actually not fit or not ready or not prepared. And I think that's true in leadership as well.
Right. So how does, you know, when we talk about a leader preparing their body for the day, right? Mm-hmm. I can accept the obligation of leadership is for me to be well stretched because I don't want the fact that I have a bad back to be a distraction to my organization. So my obligation is to keep a fit body, right? Simply because I don't want my health concerns to be the things that you know, stop us from making our third quarter deadline, right?
Yep.
And so me stretching when I get out of bed in the morning is part of me being a leader. It's hard to think about it that way, but when it comes to the affirmation side of things, like the meditation side of things, I just, maybe because I've never meditated like that, right? And you do a cold plunge in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Is it normally a morning thing that you do?
Or is normally, but and usually saunas are for later in the day or whatever else.
Right.
But again, I don't have to be, I don't have to be like, oh, I didn't have that, so therefore I can't do this. Like my day is totally thrown off. And I think that's the balance here, right? So when you're talking about the power of the warm up, and even to your point on meditation, I know a really prominent author who's kind of in the space of influencer where everybody's talking, about meditation. It's a little bit less of a topic now than it was, say, 2 or 3 years ago.
Right.
But this particular author, he's like, I don't like it. I don't do it. It's not for me. And I don't feel bad about
it. But he's speaking from a place who's tried it and it didn't click for him.
Yeah. Didn't work for him at all. Right. And so I think that there are things that do work for people. And I think that's the whole point, which is the warm-up should be, it should actually fit the thing that you need to do. I will say, to your point about like the leader, and I've done some coaching in the past. I've obviously been around a lot of leaders, in my roles in the media. But even when I would go and be coaching CEOs here at Admired Leadership, not that many were in terrible shape, right? There's a range, but they know that there's a physical demand. Now, maybe that's part of why that most CEOs only last like 2, 3, 4 years,
right?
They're not. It just takes a toll. It's on you 18 hours a day. But the ones that prioritize sleep, the ones that set aside that time to make sure that they're doing that, they're the ones that are able to withstand the moments of turmoil and chaos. So whether it could just be playing golf. It could be running a couple miles in the morning. It could be just doing the stretching. I think you have to look at this and say, I want to be excellent at my job.
Right.
I want to have different roles in my life, but I am an animal. And I need to be a good animal.
Yeah. No, I totally resonate with the good sleep part, right?
Mm-hmm.
I might be chewing on meditation a little bit, but when you talk about what's going to mess me up, if I don't get my at least 7 hours, it really, like, my day is completely thrown off. So I totally get that. And I want to be able to prioritize sleep, not just for tomorrow, but for, a healthy life for the rest of. So I don't want to be short with my kids. I don't want to be, impatient with. So it really is about my leadership is to, get a good night's sleep.
right.
It really is.
Well, think about this. We've actually skewed the conversation maybe a little bit too much to the physical idea of warm up, right? Whereas in the field note, the very first example about the idea of meditation, it may be journaling or writing. It's saying, am I able to kind of get myself around the big picture of what I'm really about today? Yeah. What is the thing that I know that I'm going out on mission? It's part of what is sort of at the core of who I am. And those are warm-ups that are more mental than they are physical. And so I think that you can say, am I mentally prepared? Maybe you have a little, like, here's my 1 minute mental warm-up, my 2 minute physical warm-up. I need a 3 minute sort of social and energy warm-up. Whatever it is that kind of gets you ready for all the components of the day, you probably need them. And it's probably worth that investment of time.
It is interesting to me that a lot of professional athletes don't sign autographs before the game. Like when they're out on the field warming up, they don't.
Yeah.
It's not typical that they're in the zone. Them going around. Right. Yeah. And so staying in that zone, doing that mental warm-up while they're doing the physical warm-up is really important to them.
Yeah. Now, we just did this conversation for 15 minutes and 19 seconds, and this is not the actual conversation. So I thought we were just warming up, but apparently.
No. It was it.
That's it. All right.
Next time we do a warm-up, and then we do the conversation.
Okay.
All right.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye now.